Neighbours in West Auckland are rallying to support a family afraid for their safety because of a barrage of death threats, racist messages and dead animals in their letterbox. One of their cars was also sprayed with graffiti and both of their vehicles had their tyres slashed, one while it was parked in the garage. Police are working to find whoever is responsible for the incidents, which have been occurring with frightening regularity over the past 5 weeks. Matthew Tunison reports.
One of the reasons the young family moved to New Zealand from South Korea about a year ago was because it was meant to be tolerant, inclusive and safe. But the mother, who doesn't want to be named, says events of the past 5 weeks, and in light of the racist terrorist attacks in Christchurch on March the 15th, have them living in fear. It started on May the 28th, when their garage was broken into and all four wheels of their car were slashed. The car that was parked outside also had all of its tyres punctured.
So they actually broke into my premise and opened the door of the garage and damaged the tyres. So we reported to the police and then we felt that it's hate crime because obviously someone knew that these two cars belonged to us, but police didn't believe that it's hate crime and they just said it's just a prank.
They installed CCTV cameras on their property as a result. Exactly 1 week later, red graffiti was sprayed across the car which was parked outside the house.
The guy was captured in our CCTV, but it was not too clear. So we reported to the police again, but they mentioned it's not enough evidence and it's too blurred, and then they couldn't investigate more.
Then dead animals started turning up in their letterbox.
I had a feeling that they're coming on every Tuesday, so I was waiting for them and I was watching live CCTV and somebody just passed and then I ran out. But then we found that the person put a dead rat in my mailbox.
The attacker apparently became aware that the family was onto their habit of striking on a Tuesday, so on Sunday, a dead pigeon turned up in the mailbox. Perhaps the most alarming message came on the following Sunday, in the form of a typed letter in their mailbox. It said, "Get out of my country," and used highly offensive racial epithets. The author threatened to exterminate them.
After that, I couldn't sleep at all. I really worried about the safety of my family. And then I was wondering why I had been targeted. So I, you know, on Sunday I realized that was the reason.
Neighbors have been helping the family where they can, cleaning the graffiti off their car, keeping a lookout. One woman told me when she saw the letter, it made her feel so sick she wanted to throw up. She says it must have been sent by one sick puppy, and was horrified that this could be happening to a nice, quiet family with young children. Other neighbours say a plate was stolen off their car a few weeks ago.
A couple of days later, they came down, our neighbours across the road came down and said that someone had slashed her tyres, all four of them. It's pretty, because nothing happens in this street, like it's a really good street. To break into their garage, hopefully they'll be okay.
The Waitakere Area Commander, Stefan Sagar, says police are taking what's been happening seriously. Officers have spoken to a number of people, examined CCTV footage and the property. He says the police will do everything they can to hold those responsible to account and asks anyone with information to contact the Massey Police Station. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, call Matthew Tunison aho.